USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Okay there, men, here's that half-hour pass back home to the USA. So take imaginary leave from North Africa, China and Australia, the Aleutians and Northern Ireland, from those desert islands and sea lanes and wherever you are, and drop into Uncle Sam's biggest radio party for the AEF, presented by the Special Service Division of the War Department for all of you in all the United Nations. Production is really humming on the entertainment assembly line tonight, turning out the answers to those swell letters you turn in to Command Performance. And speaking of production, here's the one-man laugh factory that's working overtime for you men in the service. America's top comedian and number one with the AEF, old Zoot Snoot himself, Bob Hope.
Thank you very much. This is Bob, Command Performance Hope. Here to tell you guys that when the Axis saw our flag in North Africa, they tried to copy it. Hitler turned red, Mussolini turned white, and Rommel blue. Yes, sir, it's great being back in Command Performance. I just got back in town from a tour of the Army camps up north, way up in Washington where they're training those ski troops. Skiing, you know what skiing is. That's where you start out at the top of a hill 1A and wind up at the bottom 4F. Then the doctor looks at you, and if you can flutter your eyelids, you're 1A again. Wonderful sport skiing. There's some doubt about how it's pronounced, skiing or sheeing, but it doesn't bother me. I know the difference. Skiing is the one you don't do on Hollywood Boulevard. The first day I was up in Washington, the colonel asked me to work out with the boys. I went out, but I was late. It took me 2 hours to get dressed. I had a little trouble getting my pants on over those skis. But it was wonderful skiing. Oh, that joke, you look. But I was wonderful. It was wonderful skiing with the troops. We marched in close single file on skis for 10 miles. Thank heavens they don't have the goose step in the American Army. And they teach the boys everything about winter sports. Later in the afternoon we had a skating session. I put on a pair of shiny new skates and zoomed out on the ice. I cut a nice figure too. The doctor told me he sewed me up, but it was a wonderful session. I skated around for hours on end, and there was a little there was a little midget up there. He skated around for 2 hours, then he had a terrible accident. He fell off his cube. And they've got wonderful equipment up there in Nevada for all emergencies. Very modern. In case a fella gets lost in the snow, they send out two St. Bernard's dogs. St. Bernard dogs, I'll get it. They send two of them out, one with a bottle of scotch and one with a chaser. But all sports are going to be different this year. With all the fellas in the Army, they're going to have women take their places in athletics. Of course, it would never work out in football, not with those football uniforms. You could never get 22 women in one place to wear the same hats. And some people are wondering whether the girls will be tough enough on pass defense. And as far as baseball is concerned, they'll have no trouble. We've had girl baseball teams in Hollywood for years. In fact, I had a date with a girl baseball player last night. She was an infielder. I knew because I couldn't get to first base. But I love girls baseball. I worked out with one of the teams this summer. It was wonderful. I hit the first pitch for 3 bags, but only one of them caught it. That sort of takes care of that. So let's start taking care of Sam, the Command Performance mailman. Old Sam keeps track of the APO numbers and lugs in the mail. And right now he's staggering in with letters from Pearl Harbor, the Canal Zone, India, from APO 251, 953, 835, and many others. All asking for a lovely gal who gets plenty of calls from the movies and radio, but sees to it that you guys get first call in her services. Fellows, the Bombardiers and Ginny Sims.
Come home to you be so. while the breeze on high sang a lullaby, you'd be all that I could desire. Under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to. And
thank you, Jenny Sims. And fellas, Jenny will pay off another installment in just a few moments. But here's a letter from Private LLW up there at Umnak Island. Dear Command Performance, I'm not complaining about things being quiet because I've had my share of the fireworks, but hailing from Iowa, I sometimes get to thinking of the kinds of sounds I used to hear around the old barnyard back home. You've had other sounds in the show, like Indiana birds and a hurdy-gurdy and a dog yapping. So how about giving me a touch of good old Iowa? Okay, Private, here it is, fresh from the barnyard. Well, what a piece of music for an egg laying, huh? Never happens on my show. But anyway, that takes care. Well, anyway, that takes care of everything but the farmer's daughter, and she can take care of herself. I found that out. But right here, we want to say thanks to a really terrific newspaper down at San Juan, Puerto Rico. It's the Caribbean Sentinel, put out by and for the armed forces in the Caribbean area. Seems the editors and thousands of readers got together and voted to elect the most popular radio program. And it seems a little clam bake called Command Performance sort of knocked off the number one position. Well, we're mighty proud of the honor of rating first with you guys who rate first with Command Performance. And we're tipping our hats to all the great American nations down that way with a song that's a favorite in all American languages. It's Largo from the Barbara Seville, sung by one of MGM's newest stars, Carlos Ramirez.
Donnetta, qual cosa Corriere. La 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 la. Che bel vivere, che bel piacere, che bel piacere. Per un barbier di qualità, di qualità. Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, donne ragazzi, vecchi fanciulle, quella parrucca, presso la barba, con la sanguigna, presso il biglietto. Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, tutti mi vogliono, tutti mi vogliono, quella parrucca, presso la barba, presso il biglietto. Figaro, 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 Figaro. Ahimè, ahimè, che furia, ahimè, che palla, urlo alla porta, per carità, per carità, per carità. Urlo alla porta, urlo alla porta, per carità.
Figaro, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro su, Figaro giù, Figaro su, Figaro giù. Sotto il fortissimo, sotto quel fulmine, per il fantasma della città, della città, della città, della città, della città. Abrovo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, abrovo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, fortunatissimo, 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 per verità. Fortunatissimo, 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 per verità. Sono il fantasma della città, sono il fantasma della città, della città, della città.
Gracias, Senor Carlos Ramirez, and great work. Well, gang, Old Command Performance is turning out something very special right about now for Jay Schechter and several hundred fellows at a certain base somewhere off the coast of Georgia. And that goes for the S Division up there at Argentia. Hey, how about that hot can of formaldehyde you promised us, huh? Put our name on it. We may be dropping in for a short one any minute now. Hello, too, to Jim Pierce in the Signal Department in Australia. The same to Johnny Wallace and the Axis Busters in the Middle East. Aloha to Sergeant W.F. Messplay at 950, and thanks to Sid Azorski at Navy 8085 and to Al Mercer of Toronto and the RCAF. There's something special that we've been sending to all of you now as Little Gal has become a sensation throughout the USA and the AEF. It's Honeysuckle Rose sung by Lena Horne.
Jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose, when you're passing by, flowers drooping sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose, I don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup, you're my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up, oh, when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips. Seems the honey fairly drips, your confection goodness smells. Honeysuckle rose, every honeybee sighs for jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. You're my honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. You're my honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. Gee, it's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your lips, seems the honey drips your confection. Goodness knows you're my honey sucker.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes.
That's mighty schmaltzy, Lena Horne, and thanks from the AEF. And now, fellas, back to your big show for the second time this month is that charming young lady who recently returned from a jaunt up there to visit you guys in Newfoundland. She told me how to say this. Newfoundland, isn't it? A favor of the AEF and anyone else who knows her, gracious, vivacious, charming, lively, lovely, Joan Blondell.
Thank you, Bob. That was very flattering. It was a very flattering induction, I should say. Are you sure I deserve it?
You certainly do, Joan. You're all the things I said about you and more. Really, it's a pleasure to meet someone in my own class. But seriously, Joan, I understand Command Performance gave you your choice of working with any comedian in Hollywood, and still you chose me. How did that happen?
Well, Bob, you know how tough it is to get close to eggs these days.
Now, just a minute, Joan. That's no way to talk to me. I'll have you know I'm a big name.
Yes, and I know what it is. But do let's be friendly, Bob. People work selling war bonds.
That's right, Joan. I've been offering to kiss every movie star who bought a $500 bond.
Oh, that's wonderful. How many have you sold?
One, and Boris Karloff wants his money back. But I hear you've been doing a lot of swell work yourself, Joan.
No more than anyone else, Bob. You know, all the women are doing everything they can. Riveting, welding, whacking, and waving. They're in the Army and the Navy.
I know the women are in the Army and Navy. And in fact, today when a soldier sees a uniform coming down the street, he has to wait till it gets within 6 feet before he knows whether to salute or whistle.
Every day women are proving they can do anything men can do. Why, Bob, there are even women driving taxis.
Yeah, I had a lot of trouble with one of those women taxi drivers last night.
What was the matter?
She wanted me to sit in the back. Silly girl. And, of course, you know the gasoline stations are putting on girl attendants now.
Yes, and I bet they're very efficient.
Say, Joan, I have an idea. Let's do a little sketch for the folks. You be the girl attendant at the gas station. I'll drive into my car.
All right, Bob, let's go.
Tires on each wheel. Gosh, nobody here. A little service, please.
What's your hurry, Beagle Nose?
Relative, huh? Come on, fill her up. Say, gee, you're a girl, aren't you?
Uh-huh. Can I check your water?
No, it's all right, even if I... I tried to get my line in fast. You saw it. Of course, this makes a straight line out of the punchline right here. You know that. She says, "Shall I check you one?" I say, "No, it's all right. Even if I do drool a lot, that's what's..." Let's not dally there, shall we?
No. What's your trouble, Bob?
Well, one of my brake rods is busted, my crankcase is in terrible shape, and I burned my bearings.
Oh, you poor boy. How do you manage to walk? Say, this rear wheel tire is kind of worn. Want me to examine it?
Okay.
I must remember to get my nails shortened.
Oh, that's all right. I can always pick up another tire. I got a Tommy gun.
Just a minute, I'll spray your windshield.
Ah! What makes you think I got a windshield? And get me a towel.
How much gas do you want me to put in that flamethrower?
Give me 5 gallons.
Okay. I'm sorry, it'll only take 3 gallons.
3 gallons? Are you sure?
Yep. Just look, it's so full I can't get the radiator cap back on. Pardon me, here comes another customer.
Okay, fill her up, sister. 5 gallons of adrenaline.
Okay, 5 gallons of adrenaline.
Gee, those Jeeps are wonderful, aren't they? Hey, listen, high octane, what are you staring at?
The black eye. Where'd you get that shiner?
Oh, I went driving with a girl who works at Douglas.
Swing shift?
Yeah, she swung before I could shift. Hey. Say, how about you going out with me tonight, Blondie?
Okay. I don't mind going out with a swell dresser like you. That's some zoot suit you're wearing.
Yeah, get a load of this jacket. It comes all the way down to my ankles.
What's the good of that?
Well, I'm the only jitterbug in town who can go out dancing while he's having his pants pressed at the same time. Well, I gotta leave now. Say, how about a little kiss before I go?
That's not part of the service. Besides, I don't kiss strange men.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I'm not strange.
I'd hate to put it to a vote.
Oh, come on, just to show there's no hard feelings.
Oh, all right.
Oh, come on, I'll give you a real kiss. Well, how was it?
They're certainly freezing a lot of things these days.
Thanks a lot, Joan Blondell. And to all of you fellas who've been sweating it out with fingers crossed, betting on another appearance from Ginny Sims, just relax. For here she is again, Miss Ginny Sims.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. And hello again, fellas. And especially to Jim White, APO 634, with love from Helen and from Annabelle in Millbrae, California. Annabelle got by her first birthday okay, Jimmy. And I do mean her first. Love to Clyde Rutter and all the personnel at APO 662, and oceans of devotion to you, too. Thanks for the kind words from 957 and from Johnny at 958 and the mob at 959. And I'm calling Deem and Marcus and all the fellows on the Alaskan-Canadian Highway up there at Dawson Creek. Please don't think we've forgotten you. And if I had a C card, I might even drive up there. You know, some time ago, Command Performance said, no box tops are necessary. Just tear off the top of a Stuka or a Zero and set it along with your request. Well, down there at Guadalcanal, Private Garrett and Sergeant Ben Bell took us literally, very literally, as a certain jet flyer found out. And tonight, I know of one Zero that won't fly anymore, because I have a piece of the wing, and it's just the part I like. And now, along with a great singing group that you know as the Bombardiers, here's a song that sets my heart to music. My devotion. La da da, la da da, la da di, la da da, la da di di, la da da. My devotion is endless and deep as the ocean, and like a star shining from afar, remains forever the same. My devotion is not just a sudden emotion. It will be constantly burning, and your love will kindle the flame. What a sweet beginning to the dream I planned. I'm content to be your slave, your wish. My command,
sheer fascination. Here in my heart, one sweet day it started. Then with time it grew.
Thanks very much, Jenny Sims. And now, fellas, with an eye on that studio clock, it looks like it's time to say, oh, thanks from America to all you guys in blue, you men in khaki too, you tough Marines and nurses, construction workers too. We thank you so much. And thanks to our brave allies, the gallant Russian bear, you British everywhere, and all United Nations who are fighting over there, we thank you so much. Uncle Sam is proud of his relation. To all you folks who battled at our side, and Tojo and Herr Hitler and old Musso will soon take a ride, and I mean their last ride, so I guess that about does it, fellas. This is Bob, Command Performance Hope, saying so long from the USA and sending the best of the best to each one of you over there. Good luck.
Is produced for the men of the armed forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America. This broadcast is a part of our English language shortwave service.